Well, what happens when two ambulances, sirens blaring, get to an intersection at the same time? Which one gets to go first? It's a scenario that doesn't happen often, but when it does, can add precious seconds to responding time. Now, Arizona is one of seven places in the country testing new technology that transmits real-time road information to vehicles with the goal of improving road safety. Casey Kuhn of KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
As cars get smarter, so do transportation departments. And if the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration passes a proposed rule, all automakers will have to include vehicle-to-vehicle communication in every new car.
It happens so fast that I can't get the little steps that are occurring for you guys to visualize.
Larry Head and I are riding in a test van equipped with multiple screens of numbers and maps. Head directs the University of Arizona's Transportation Institute and works with Maricopa County, which includes Metro Phoenix. His team has developed a system to connect traffic signals and cars.
So the idea is the cars are talking to each other. They can also talk to the infrastructure. They can talk to the traffic signals and say, here I am. And the traffic signals can say, oh, I see you're there. Let me give you a green light and let you go through.
One map shows the lane lines.
This is a high definition map. This isn't what you get from Google.
It's like a special dialect, car talk, if you will.
I like to call it the language of the road, right? And it's going to begin speaking to you, and it's going to be an active part of what you get in your vehicle, hopefully to keep drivers more engaged and reduce accidents.
Imagine a Wi-Fi router on top of a traffic signal, firing information like crash sites or school zones through wavelengths. The car would have a sensor, like a laptop, taking that information and telling the driver what to expect. For now, Maricopa County Department of Transportation is testing it on emergency vehicles. Faisal Salim is the Smart Program Drive Manager with the county.
Definitely the systems improve the safety of the responders. And then the second goal is to improve the response time.
He says when the emergency vehicles have the technology, the traffic signal will change its pattern to give one priority if there are two at an intersection.
It's the future that we are looking forward to because this is just one application. USDOT has more than 50 applications.
Those applications range from smartphone apps that can change a crosswalk signal for an individual to improving vehicle flow, which reduces emissions. For traffic planners like Denise Lacey, this technology will mean a shift in how congestion is managed on the roadways.
We have to change our mode of thinking a little tiny bit to try and determine how we prepare for that in the future, and there's a lot of studies going on for that nationwide.
As this information is used to find where cars are at a given time, the inevitable question comes up: how is my car's data going to be used? UA Transportation Institute Director Larry Head says the system has been designed to make it impossible to keep and track that kind of data.
So every 5 minutes, the vehicle changes its ID. And there's nothing in the message that goes out over the wave that is identifiable back to the vehicle.
And the next question, what if the system's hacked? Head says it's a huge concern, and the project is developing countermeasures.
What we don't want are fake cars out there. Somebody driving down the road saying, I'm going to tell everybody I'm 10 cars, and clearing the road so they can get through.
Back in the van, Head and his crew come to a stoplight where another emergency vehicle with the connected car technology is approaching. This is the critical point where the system should tell the signal to accommodate the vehicle with more priority.
Now the signal just changed to red. Now what happened?
In the van, you can see in real time how the map on the screen changes. It's stop and go with a delay to the other vehicle because there are cars on the road. And this is not a test track. It's being tested on the busy local streets.
So there we got our green and we get to go.
The Institute is still working out bugs and testing the new technology. The goal is starting in 2021. Every new car will have those sensors and could be coming to a road near you. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.